This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is our weekly overview, the official countdown show with Michael Harrison, who's the official countdowner, as opposed to, well, I guess there are a lot of things we could come up with as names for you that would underscore your professional viability. I'm Doug Steffen here to shepherd Professor Harrison into the story list and the people list here, which he's devoted his life to.
Oh, my
his
gosh.
His career, his whole being is wrapped up around
in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Until you get sent to another star. That's a whole. Did you see that this week? I know you follow this like I do. There was a new star discovered that supposedly is just like Earth, way out there wherever this stuff is, out there somewhere.
In a galaxy far away and long ago.
Yes, yes, exactly. It probably was long ago, because you know how long it takes.
It was long ago.
Get here, yeah, exactly, right. All right, well, let's focus on what's happening here on Earth, mainly in America, with the stories in the People List from the charts. The week of February 7th to the 11th is in our scrutiny. And by the way, you can get these stories if you're interested in the list every week. It's at talkers.com and also on djvshow.com. All right, Michael, Professor Harrison, okay. If you please.
I'm all set to go. Hang on to your chairs because this is a list of exciting things that are happening right here on this planet right now. At number 10, the countdown to the Super Bowl. At number 9, winter weather tied with climate change. Seems whenever you talk about the weather now, some aspect of it is attributable to climate change. At number 8, big tech controversies tied with Joe Rogan and Spotify. Controversies there. And race relations tied in with all that. Number 8. Number 7, crime and violence. Number 6, U.S.-China relationships and the Olympics. At number 5, Russia and the Ukraine, tensions along the border. And speaking of tensions, North Korea made a few threats at the U.S. this past week as well. At number 4, the economy. At number 3, the GOP-Trump rift and talk about the 2022 and 2024 elections. At number 2, the January 6th investigation. And number 1, COVID-19. And the escalating trucker protests against vaccine mandates. And those are the top stories.
You ever wonder why truckers who are in the truck all by themselves all the time are worried about getting shots? I found that to be sort of bizarre.
Well, they have to go across borders, and they have to deal with people.
Not much,
you know. They don't just
I think there's more protesting the fact that there is so much need for them, there's so much demand, and they want to drive more, and the rules don't let them drive more. You drive 11 hours and you stop for 8. That's it. Like it or
they have a reason behind their protest, I assume. I mean, they're not just doing it because they have nothing else.
Well, I think there is a thing with the mandates. But you know what? It all seems, and we can talk about this during the course of our conversation here over the next hour, whether it's all like so much nothing now. The mandates are coming down. People are getting back to their lives. More whether the reality is that it's really safer or not remains to be seen, but people are just fed up. They've had enough. It's done. And when I say that to people, it's over, they say, what do you mean? I said, it's over. It may not, the threat may not be over, but it's over. Anyway.
Over until it's not. If suddenly the numbers start spiking and the hospitals became overloaded and people start dying and the kind of frightening numbers that we've experienced, they're still dying.
Yeah.
But if it went back, it wouldn't be over. Process of it feeling over and then it not being over and then it being over is connected to the numbers. It's connected to reality, which seems to have its own direction, and it does what it wants. So I hear what you're saying, I mean, certainly one would get the impression that it's over and that we could will it away and learn to live with it. But we can learn to live with it within livable proportions. That's the point.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, do you really know for sure?
You
know,
when you go to this, if you go to the Center for Disease Confusion's website, the number one item this week is not COVID, but their focus on hamburgers. They have put out an alert for those who like medium rare hamburgers. As they say, they're undercooked and they're dangerous. So Americans should avoid raw cookie dough, raw hamburger, anything raw. Basically, they're saying that people who are eating sushi should look out because that's a major problem, especially if you're a woman of childbearing age. That's the number one thing this week on the CDC.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, please.
Have you always known that?
Yes, I have. I don't eat raw meat. I don't eat raw anything. Yeah. But that shows you the irrelevance.
I mean, it's like, you know, come on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget back, you know, I haven't been a meat eater for many, many years.
I eat
poultry and fish, but I don't eat beef. I haven't eaten beef since the 70s.
And if you knew how poultry was slaughtered, you wouldn't eat that either.
Yeah, well, it bothers me to do it. And I go through periods where I don't eat any kind of animals. All right. Mm-hmm. So it depends on my health and how I feel, you know, whatever. But back when I did eat beef in my younger years, I was still very sensitive about it. And if I ordered any kind of beef, I made sure it was cooked till it was like shoe leather. And when I got out to L.A., I had never eaten in a real French restaurant.
Really?
What talking about my early 20s. I just didn't know from those things. And somebody took me out to lunch at a French restaurant. I'm trying to be sophisticated. And they said, you've got to taste the steak tartare. You've got to try it because it's delicious here. I figured, steak, what? How bad could it be? And they served me a big load of raw chopped meat with, an egg on it. Well, I was definitely, I never forgot that. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
now, the people survey?
That would be very nice. Thank you.
It has bookends. Both names are Joe. Number one is Joe, and number 10 is Joe. Any guess who number 10 is?
Joe R. How about that?
Joe Rogan. You got
Joe
it.
Joe R.
Number 9, Eileen Gu. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Dr. Tony Fauci. Ron DeSantis at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Donald J. Trump at number 4. We have a tie at number 3, Liz Cheney and Adam Kitzinger. Mike Pence and Mark Shorter at number 2. Pence is up there in the higher echelons of discussion. And Joe Biden is number 1.
How about Mike Pence and Liz Cheney run for president or vice president as Republicans in 2024? What do you think of that team?
I think that it would be interesting. I think it would be interesting. And I think that anything can happen between now and 2024.
That's for sure.
Anything can happen.
All right, so to go back for a second, I just want to finish the CDC website because I'm finding it more amusing as I read further on. So the next paragraph says, if you want to minimize your risk of getting sick from food, you probably need to eat less tasty food than you do now. If you want to minimize your chance of dying today, you should not get inside a car, says the CDC.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my God, these people are amazing.
And you should not eat undercooked hamburgers in a car.
No, let's not do that anymore.
That triples your liability.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I would like to examine the Olympic oddity of the day, the week, or maybe the whole shebang here. Did you know that the Olympic hockey team, the Chinese Olympic hockey team...
That's like the Jamaican bobsled team.
Right. Yes. Is made up of Americans.
Yes, of course.
Huh?
Of course I know that.
What,
is that
what
outrageous?
Red-blooded American would go to play for China?
What red-blooded American would work for a company that does business with China? What red-blooded American would buy sneakers that were made in China to save $5? Don't go blaming those athletes. They're no different than millions of other Americans who have to come to grips with the fact that we've got a crazy relationship with China, and we've got to come to grips with it indeed.
Yeah. really, really the facts change. It just is so amazing to look at some of these dilemmas that are created by reality and the Chinese and what they're doing with Motorola. I mean, there's just the list goes on and on.
Right.
And the corruption, the Russians, and they're doping that little 15-year-old kid who's been doped up. I'm not even sure she knows she's been doped up. There, you know, this, and you look at how crooked, how naive is the rest of the world? The people, the Russians and the Chinese, they're naive in and of themselves, but they know how to use that naivete in their direct pursuit of taking over the world. But we're, you know, you look at this, that's the way I when you travel around the world and you see countries, African countries, especially some of the South American countries, the naivete of people, and what they, you know, what they know and what they don't know. We are so over-informed or over-educated here, and we don't look upon ourselves as being well-educated anymore, because we really aren't. But, you know, you compare it to the rest of the world, how simplistic is it that people would accept that China has an Olympic hockey team made up of Americans? And right, why would Americans go play for the Chinese? It's... find it.
Well, they get to play. The Chinese don't have hockey players, and because they're hosting the Olympics, they get to be in the finals of hockey. That seems to be part of the Winter Olympic tradition.
Okay. So well, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you. 17 after the hour on the overview. What's going on? This is a Talk Radio Countdown show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy. It never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it. So take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. One of the things that I find as we look at the, you know, you can do almost anything with these lists. You can go in any, that's the beauty, the wonder of this format, which is, by the way, the number one format in the country, by all accounts. Maybe this is inside the ballpark or inside the beltway, but if the legislation that's been proposed this week on taxing basically radio stations to play music, then if that goes through, I think you're going to see a lot more talk stations and a lot fewer music stations. You want to explain that a little bit for the audience?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I can't explain it too much because I'm not a legal scholar on it. But basically, the rift between the music industry and the radio industry continues to widen. There was once a time when it was just considered to be normal operations
right.
to play anything that was made on a record, and the record companies encouraged it because the symbiotic relationship was such that you play our records, we get sales, we give you the music for your programming, and you get ratings. And that was a dance that we considered it to be the radio and record industry. Like it
Matter
was
of
one
fact,
business.
The record industry paid off disc jockeys to play music that they wanted to make a hit. And then you look at the numbers, the stats. How many people know with one song, and the reason I was thinking about this is last week in Los Angeles, I was driving down Santa Monica Boulevard, and this big Rolls-Royce convertible pulls up in front of me. And on the license plate is Mariah. And so I look as I pass it, and this big guy's driving Mariah Carey around in her black Rolls-Royce limousine. And it was in tandem with that that I started thinking during the Christmas season people are always playing that song that she's made so popular since 1996 in streaming and regular royalties. How much money do you think Mariah Carey has made on that one song, All I Want for Christmas Is You? Take a guess. Maybe you know.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
$64 million. One song plays at Christmas time with all the streaming. And this is, I think, what they are looking at in terms of rational. Well, we get paid for streaming. Why shouldn't we get paid for the stuff that plays on the radio? And, you know, it's interesting.
You're bringing up a gigantic topic. It's a gigantic topic. So to sum it up for the listeners, is that the relationship between the radio industry and the record industry, or I should say the music industry, because there's no records anymore, but the music industry and the radio industry, they're going their separate ways. Yeah. And now radio stations that are dependent upon music as their major programming have serious problems. And in my opinion, I don't like to speak ill of anything having to do with radio because it's all connected.
I am not
a big fan of the way people in our radio industry have handled music radio. I think it's terribly programmed, and I think it's awful. So out of touch with the culture of music that it's frightening.
Well, culture in general. Remember, when we were kids, when we were on the radio, and we're on the radio now, but when we were jocks, we had something to say. The program director used to come into the studio and say to me, shut the blank up and play the music. And now, it's like a jukebox. That's, you know, it's a whole different
it's
world.
It's like a bad jukebox.
Awful. All right, we'll move ahead here. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I think will get a vote from the Republican side for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice here. I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution.
He says he's narrowed it to 4 people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6 said there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the riot. Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Representatives for the committee declined to comment on the record about the gap in the phone calls. A spokesman for Trump also declined. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, our overview of the world of News Talk Radio continues. So it goes on in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, responsible for the conversation, the stories, the focus on the top 10 items as culled by having conversations with talk radio hosts, listening to the stations, talking to the people who are running and making the decisions in talk radio. Thought it was pretty interesting this week we certainly, because of number 10, have talked a lot about the Super Bowl. And as we do this program, the Super Bowl has not been conducted yet. Although a lot of focus on the weather, how warm it is in Los Angeles, how big the stadium is, how warm it's going to be inside the stadium, all of that stuff. And whether or not Snoop Dogg should perform because of the accusations late in the week against him for some kind of sexual misappropriation or whatever it is. These things seem to be a dime a dozen these days, and I don't mean to take them lightly because they need to be taken seriously, but will he be canceled is the question. And again, I'm asking it not because it's really the focus on the Super Bowl, but is this just another one of those? And I don't mean just to be, to kind of slough it off. But the woman who has accused him of doing some pretty scandalous stuff is, being scrutinized somewhat. But every time this happens, the person who's accused is yanked out of the public view. Look at what happened to Chris Noth. And still nobody is really, okay, so he was accused, he got fired, he's been blacklisted, but where are the accusers and where are the facts? Mm-hmm. Where's the case? Yeah. Right?
You cut across a large swath of our social situation, indeed.
Yeah.
And, all of these things are true. The accusations could be false, and a lot of these crimes are true. So what do? We're stuck in between a rock and a hard place. I mean, it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. My original thought, I'm sort of changing the tune here, is that the thing about football that I hate more than anything else, one of the things I just find contemptible, is the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I hate the halftime show.
Because?
It's a big, glitzy
circus
of everything other than what the music
football
should be.
Music.
If it were a nice musical presentation, but it's just big for the sake of
noise.
It leaves smoke in the air so that the players are choking when they come back.
Yeah.
And it makes for an enormously long period between the first and the second half in which the players get cold and the momentum of the game is destroyed. It becomes like two totally different games.
That's
it's an exercise
point.
In That's shallowness. Yeah. And again, it has nothing to do with football. I'm sorry.
What do we remember?
It bothers me.
About the Super Bowl 18 years ago. What's the number one? Do you know who won the Super Bowl 18 years ago?
Yeah, the Patriots, and it was the wardrobe. It was the wardrobe malfunction. And
Janet
everybody
Jackson.
Was talking about that and not the Pats winning the Super Bowl.
Right, to underscore what you just said. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is really.
You can go out to dinner during the. And that's another thing I don't like about the Super Bowl. Do it in the afternoon for crying out loud. What is this late night BS?
Well, it's ratings for nighttime TV.
Well, yeah, but it has. Between that and gambling, sports have been destroyed.
Yeah. Ah, look at the money that's being. Do you realize that there's $7.6 billion being wagered on the football game and various ancillary, who's going to stub their toe, who's going to get hit in the head with a football, that kind of stuff. What kind of a car is going to be, parked outside the front gate? This is the dumbest stuff. But yet,
the big story about the Super Bowl, though, outside of sports and music, is whether or not the truckers are going to have a stage a boycott, the Freedom Convoy, whatever they call it. Whether that's going to happen, because when you have 70,000 people going to a central place in a place like Los Angeles with its traffic as it already exists, and you add an element of that to it, it could be a gridlock disaster.
Nightmare.
That's the issue that's really being pondered right now in terms of news attached to this glorious entertainment event.
I thought it was also interesting. We were bouncing around a little bit. All these things have to do. The trucker protest is number one along with COVID. Did you see the results of the autopsy and what the family made public about Saget? His death was related
number
to...
Number 11.
Yeah. There's a COVID connection to it, it seems. He hit his head on the bedpost, apparently, and that caused a bleed in his brain. He didn't even know. But the other side, the medical examiner now says that Saget had COVID at the time of his death. So all the testing, further studies have been completed. And when you look at the It is shocking because people thought, well, is it drugs or was not? He wasn't.
Well, people automatically assume when you hear a celebrity dies sooner than old age.
Right.
They assume that there's something nefarious going on. That there's either drugs or murder or something happened.
Yeah.
In this case, it was it seems like a legitimate accident, a tragic one at that. And, now I didn't realize that he had COVID. That's new to me. So my reaction is it probably had nothing to do with the accident.
Yeah.
It's collateral information. And on top of it, he had COVID. But
yeah.
He obviously wasn't very sick because he was on the road performing.
Performed 3 hours the night before.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
You want to go back, a flashback? You brought up a good point. So I just went back to the history of halftimes, and I would conclude that Michael Jackson's halftime show, remember it was Super Bowl 26, if I'm reading the Roman numerals correctly, the halftime show was called In Living Color. And from that point on, the way people thought about halftime shows changed. And what the NFL did to suck people in was further embellish on. They saw that halftime show and they saw the attention that was given to it, and so they changed their whole thing. So, in a sense, football is just like going to the movies, isn't it? In a way, it's like it's just entertainment, like wrestling or any of this other stuff that you see. I mean, how many wrestling shows can there be? Every night you turn on the TV now, there's a wrestling show.
Yeah, well, there's different, combat, physical martial arts shows. There's wrestling, there's boxing, there's MMA, there's all of that. But, yes, football is entertainment. There's no question about it. One of the problems with the Super Bowl is it draws fans that are not real football fans. That, it's a place to be seen.
The money for the box seats, $100,000.
Right.
Sitting about, that kind of stuff. Oy.
So it really is, it usually is not the best football exhibition that one could see because of all of these attendant frills and, sideshows. The championship games that precede the Super Bowl is usually where the great football is played.
You're talking about the Pro Bowl and stuff like that? No.
The Pro Bowl is a joke. I'm talking about the AFC and NFC championship game to get into the Super Bowl, the divisional championships, and wild card weekend. Those are usually great matchups between teams that are vying to get in the Super Bowl. Sometimes the best teams don't get into the Super Bowl because of the nature of how football operates.
Yeah.
So,
I think you say that about a lot of that. The world champions. The world is the United States. I want to welcome in some new affiliates to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael. KDXU in St. George, Utah. KSWM in Aurora, Missouri.
Yes.
WWPR in Bradenton, Florida. And KLU. They got a great signal on WWPR. And so is the St. George, Utah. Man, what a signal that station's got. KLOO in Corvallis, Oregon. Also, welcome in to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison back with a focus on a gentleman who I'm very interested to hear about your interview this week, because this guy is a very interesting character in the world of talk radio. So we get to that in a moment here.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. In January, COVID-19 hospitalizations rose by nearly 600,000 to a total of 4.3 million, and nearly 30% of hospitals are anticipating a critical staffing shortage to meet demand. President and CEO of the American Hospital Association, Rick Pollack.
Our healthcare workforce has stood on the front lines against the COVID-19 pandemic, going full throttle for over 2 years. And they continue to face a crushing workload in caring for COVID patients and other emergencies, as well as providing regular services. That's why we need additional and immediate help to support our caregivers in providing critical life-saving care to our patients.
Hospital advocates are asking Congress and the administration to immediately distribute remaining dollars in the Provider Relief Fund and provide resources to respond to Delta and Omicron. They are also asking Congress to halt the imminent Medicare cuts to hospitals that could add to financial instability as they continue to care for patients and communities.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it.
you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a reminder of Michael's interview that he does every week with some big person that's related integrally to talk radio. And Jeff Katz is the focus this week, a very interesting character who's been on in a lot of big market. He was in Boston for a long time, and then he seems to have settled in well in Richmond, which is an interesting story. How'd that all happen, Michael?
Well, he was once a policeman 30-some-odd years ago in Philadelphia, and then he got into radio, and he was one of those original shock jock bad boys.
Yeah.
And his personal life journey took him from being a shock jock bad boy to being a humanitarian who is a great supporter of the people in blue and of disabled children. And it's just an amazing story of his own personal journey from one end of the spectrum to the other. He's very successful in Central Virginia at WRVA, and he's a good guy.
Don't those people make the best talk hosts, though? Really, people who go through, who are vulnerable, go through life's experiences and relate them. Isn't that what the audience wants?
I think so. I think that it's a matter of connection, engagement. It's all, you know, the human relations aspect of it. And that's what it's about, as opposed to, you know, categories or formats, things of that nature. People like humanity, and they want to feel that they're part of something.
They want to have a friend, in a sense. They want, because a lot of people are by themselves, and they still look to the radio for that friendship. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extend Device faithful customers,
we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sometimes I guess at these themes that Chucker brings us in to the world of movie moments with, and sometimes I am right, sometimes I'm wrong, but I choose not to guess on this one, Chucker. Even though it does sound familiar, I'm not able to quite place it. So help us with the theme. What is this theme?
Oh, it's John Williams' great score to Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park.
The reason we
play that is because Universal Pictures finally released the coming attraction trailer to its Jurassic World Dominion, which is its third entry in the Jurassic World franchise, sixth entry in the overall Jurassic Park franchise. I got to tell you, I watched the trailer yesterday, and the scope is big, and it has Chris Pratt, Dallas Bryce Howard, who were in the last two Jurassic World movies, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, and Sam Neill. From Jurassic Park.
All the original guys, right? Yes. That's all the original cast.
Yes. And when Sam Neill pops on screen in this trailer, I tell you, I got goosebumps.
Really?
The greatest, yeah, because I love that character. And the greatest movie-going, I've said this many times, the greatest movie-going experience I've ever had was in 1993. Me and my buddy Mike drove from Strasburg, Pennsylvania to New York City, went to the Ziegfeld Movie Theater, stayed over at the Hilton, saw it twice, first at 4 o'clock. Ziegfeld was the largest screen movie theater in the country at the time, 1,150 seats. It was sold out Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was like being at a World Series game. It was the energy in that place was electric, the movie delivered. And it's sort of hard to believe and also really cool that who would have thought that when they were doing that movie and that was released in 93, that 29 years later, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern would be back in character for a sequel. It's sort of amazing if you think about it. I mean, Rocky, you know, Sylvester Stallone has done it generationally with the Rocky franchise. Paul Newman came back for The Color of Money, which was Eddie Felsen character from The Hustler many, many decades later. But 29 years later, pretty interesting, Doug.
Well, it's not unlike we keep going back to the things that are successful. Dick Wolf is recreating the original Law and Order on TV.
Yeah, I saw that.
With
saw that.
Many of the same cast members that were around when that thing got started 30 years ago. What's Sam Waterston going to look like?
Let me ask you a question. I saw on TV, the cover TV guide, Cameron Manheim. You know who? She was on The Practice.
Oh, yeah.
She was great. She's on
around
TV.
A lot.
Is this a new character on the show that she's playing, or was she on the show?
No, she wasn't on the show. I think she's playing a new character.
She is a terrific.
She's played good guys, bad guys, interesting characters. Yeah, she is. I thought she was not best, but she was a bad guy on Person of Interest for a couple of seasons, and she really was
she's a very good guy.
Yeah, she was very good at it.
Here's some interesting stats to bounce off you. Disney Plus announced that they added 11.8 million subscribers in the last quarter. That's up from 2 million the quarter before. That's very impressive. 130 million subscribers globally to Disney Plus, 43 million in the United States. Now, Netflix globally has 222 million subscribers. HBO Max, 74 million globally. The Peacock Network, 54 million. Even though they announced last quarter, they lost $1.7 billion. Hulu, 44 billion globally, and Apple TV, 20 billion. Globally, that is. If you think about Netflix, that 222 million subscribers. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
speaking of money.
What they do with that cash flow? Who knows? But it is a lot of money going through the door.
This week, the new movie that everybody's talking about is Marry Me. Although, because the Oscar nominations have been announced, there are a lot of movies being reintroduced or going to the theater. Like Belfast is all over the place now. And if you haven't seen that movie, I have. I was talking to some of my colleagues. There are many
people. We rebooked it at our theater.
Yeah, there are many people who haven't seen any of those movies. I've seen five of them, and I'm a big movie goer. But
It's interesting you say that because Seth Rogen did an interview, print interview that I read yesterday, and he said, because of so many people say, I don't care about the Oscars. And the reality is, post-COVID, there's very little interest among the masses with the Oscar nominations. And I'm pretty confident that's going to reflect in the telecast numbers. But Seth Rogen said, why should people care what, the insiders give to each other in terms of what? Having said that, and I said this weekend is Super Bowl weekend, which 100 million people in this country will watch. That event, the Oscars used to have 50 to 75 plus million people watching. When I first started your show, it was a massive event. And now the truth is very few people do care.
They've got sucked into their own. They're believing their own press, as it turns out. And they're the only ones believing it. All right, Charco, let's see what happens Monday with box office totals. I'm betting Marry Me will be number one. It's 59 past here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.